So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's going on, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, we're talking about this: finance, what you need to put more in the bank. Now, not boring at all, because every one of us want more in our bank. So let's talk about it. Now, when I started my business, she was actually in charge of the finances. And I remember she would go to tell me what's going on with our bank finances. And I would tell her, no, I'd say, no, don't tell me. I could not bear to know. I was basically playing blind. I was basically just waking up every single day, praying that we were good. I was going in there doing the work. I was a trainer. I was a tradesperson. I was not a business person. I was not a financial analyst. You know, I was functioning, but I was scared. And honestly, even thinking about money would make me just sweat profusely because I didn't know if we had any or not. It was so interesting. But at the end of the day, what I realized is that the truth is the truth, and it is what it is regardless. Either we're doing well or we're not. All right. But I was not able to handle things strategically because I just didn't know, and I wasn't allowing myself to know. You know, so I wanted to get control. That's what I really desired. I wanted to get control of the money part of my business, of the financial part of my business, because my confidence here was so extremely low. It was just literally non-existent. You know, and I realized that if I wanted long-term growth, if I wanted long-term success, then this was something that I needed to handle. It was something that I needed to break my fear of, you know, and I truly desired that at that point when I said, okay, I'm committing to it. I truly had the desire to break my fear of learning about money. So we truly need that because I wanted to be able to be strategic. I wanted to be able to see what was going on in my business financially and strategize based upon that and use the numbers to basically shape my future actions. That's what I was looking to do with things. So what I thought is that it was going to be one of those things that was literally just going to take me a couple days. I was going to learn about finance. I was going to get that down and I was going to move on with my life. You know, so I studied an entire finance course with Dr. John DeMartini, which was amazing. It taught me a ton, but I still wasn't there yet. I read finance and investment books, still wasn't there yet. And honestly, I was just becoming so frustrated. I was learning, but I was getting frustrated, you know, because I'm not an accountant and I do not want to be. And on top of that, it was just making me really despise and not appreciate and not love the experience of it. So what I really woke up and had was the epiphany of like, you know what? I'm not an accountant. I don't need to know, you know, the depth that I'm going into like this. What I do need to know as a commander, as a leader, is I need to study enough to find a right plan, to be able to find a right plan, to be able to bring to my accountant for them to be able to employ. And that was it. You know, I wasn't utilizing them. I really wanted to know, you know how we are as entrepreneurs. I wanted to be the person who had the plan, the person who was making it happen. And I truly wanted an understanding of it because I just didn't want to be ignorant in that particular, you know, sense, because the fact is that we can be taken advantage of very, very easily. So what I actually did at that point was I decided to write out all the numbers that I wanted to see, all the numbers I wanted to see in my business in terms of like what solutions I wanted to be able to know. I wanted to be able to maneuver around specific numbers. So I said, these are all the situations that I want to see represented by numbers, you know, and I knew that basically if I had those, I could use those to respond because numbers, you know, they show you the way. And I wanted them to be basically, you know, just guiding me in a sense. I wanted to see the numbers that would show me if we were overspending. I wanted to see the numbers that would show me my attrition. I wanted to see the numbers that would show me my growth, you know, and I didn't just want a generic report that I could find online in terms of like balance sheet, cash flow, income statement, even though I am using some of those things, but I didn't even know what those meant. You know, in a lot of cases, I still don't. And the case is that we really don't have to. We need to know the basics, But the thing is that it's confusing, and leave that to the accountants, but we need to know the basics. We need to know enough to basically be able to get the solutions that we're looking for, all right? And that's actually why I reversed engineered the situation with the numbers or the situations that I wanted to see numbers for that made the most sense to me. The ones that I just, you know, talked to you about here. You know, again, numbers that were showing my overspending, numbers that were showing how much revenue I was getting and how much attrition I was getting, how much growth I was getting. And that's really what it came down to. And there were other ones based upon that. But that's what I recommend is starting there. You know, map those out first so that you actually have a place to start with, as opposed to just like, okay, let me learn accounting. Let me learn numbers. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, what matters is what's going into our bank account. And that's what's going to show you that. So what it's enabled for me is it's enabled me to create a system that works for my business, you know, and it's created confidence for me because now I know, and this enables focus and really just elimination of that not knowing, that fear, that being in a situation where I feel like, oh, am I going to get taken advantage of, you know, because the truth is now that if I'm in trouble, I want to know so I can do something about it, you know, and if I'm doing well, I want to know so I can repeat it and replicate it, you know, and my current setup right now, I actually had this question asked to me, is first things first, I set up an annual budget and I do two budgets. I do a sales budget in terms of like what I want the companies to bring in, what I want my locations to bring in. And then I do an expense budget for each of those locations as well, based upon the annual. And then monthly, I get together and do a budget analysis in terms of how are we doing in the sales portion and how are we doing in the expenses portion for each of these businesses. That's on a monthly basis. And then on a weekly basis, I actually look at a cash flow statement, which gives us, and this is actually delivered to me every single week. I get a cash flow statement, I get a profit and loss statement, I get a balance sheet. So the cash flow is going to basically just show the money's coming in the company and the money's going out of the company. And that can actually include, call it if you have any loans or anything like that, or if you have, you know, any revenue coming in many different ways, it's going to show that. My profit and loss that I'm using, that's actually just showing really just revenue that we're selling and general expenses, call it rent, call it, you know, paying for your employees, call it utilities, whatever it may be. And then the balance sheet is really just, you know, and I, with the profit and loss, I recommend that by location. If you have multiple locations, yes, you can get it, you know, as a whole, but I also recommend breaking it down into individual locations. This is going to show you the strength and the weaknesses of your locations. That way you can maneuver properly. The profit and loss sheet for me is my favorite. And the balance sheet basically shows the assets that you have, and it also actually shows all your bank accounts, you know, in terms of the assets. Let's say you have several bank accounts, and you know, for me in particular, every single month of the revenue that comes in, I have some go into a personal savings bank account. I have some go into a tax saving account. I have some go into, you know, basically just saving up for all these different sections of our business, so it's automatically sanctioned for me. That way it's not like you have to write, you know, a huge tax check, all those different things. It's basically just taken out on a weekly basis over time, so it's always there. That's what the balance sheet's going to show. It's going to show all my assets and all those accounts that we have right there, and it's going to also show any liabilities that we have if we have any loans or anything like that. That's worked out so well for me. It's given me a roadmap. You know, it's truly given me a roadmap, and it's relevant because it's based on what's actually happening in real time. Yes, I have the annual. Yes, I have the monthly, but I have that weekly, so I can make moves every single week based upon how a location is doing, what needs more help, and what is doing well, that I can look at that system and replicate that in the areas that need more help. I'm not a finance guy, you know, but what I'm good at is I'm good at seeing what's in my bank account. And I'm good at also seeing what's doing well, looking at what's doing well, identifying it, and then you know, basically applying that in, say, other locations, other people's companies that aren't doing well, and fixing those particular areas. That's what I'm good at. As far as basically finding a finance person, I recommend investing in a professional. Find a professional, even if it's a bookkeeper, and there's places all over the place. I highly recommend Upworks. You can find amazing freelancers who will basically, you're providing an amazing, you know, opportunity for them, a job for them, and they're providing, you know, an amazing thing for you, which is the solution that you're looking for. So there it is right there. Finance, what you need to put more in your bank account. Hope you got a ton out of this today. Trev Bucherri here. Thank you so much for joining me, Jim Profit Rocket Podcast. You have an incredible rest of your day. Take care.
For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.